huddle up.
66 HitchX Vegas Flair. I'm one. Ready?
It's time to break down the boldest plays.
Let's go, baby! Boom!
Hardest hits. Woo! And the craziest stories from around the NFL.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Fire the cannons!
This is Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
What a wonderful day for some football. It is Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo with you. We're live at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Got you for the next hour, getting you ready for some Week 12 NFL action. You got a lot to look forward to today. A very good slate, and implicating slate in terms of the NFL postseason, and hopefully a good week leading up to some Thanksgiving football. So there's a couple things I'm rooting for. We'll get into it as we got a lot of action to get you prepared for. We got Damian Perez helping us out today. NFL Week 12, some big storylines to follow. The Chiefs at 5-5, officially out of the playoff picture, and they got the Colts today at home coming off a bye. So all those implicating matchups, I get a kick out of it, and also my Jacksonville Jaguars, a big road game in Arizona today, trying to keep the aforementioned Chiefs and Texans at bay. We're presented by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet, download the app today on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hard Rock Bet is your place to be if you want to bet on Week 12 action, if you want to get in on the college football, if you want to do a little college basketball, NBA, it has you covered every single direction you can get everything on Hard Rock Bet. Check out the Discover page. You can see what other users are putting together in terms of their bets, their parlays, what profit boosts they're putting together themselves, and you can tap and tag along. It is that easy on the app. Hard Rock Bet, the best part is you put just $5 into the app, just five, and you bet that $5 bet and you win it, you get $150 in bonus bets immediately. That's $150 to play with, and you can do that just about anything, any league, player prop, live, future, you name it, they got it. Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in front of the wager. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. So there's a good Thursday night football game in which the Bills, who have been a little erratic, one good game, one bad game, they lost to the Texans in Houston 23-19. The Houston Texans now have won six of their last eight games, even with Davis Mills starting at quarterback. And now their sights are set not only on the postseason, but they're going to try to claw back into that division. Why do I say that? Because the Texans still have two total games in their last seven against the Indianapolis Colts. So they're going to have opportunities to claw back into that divisional race. The Jacksonville Jaguars also have similar opportunities because they also have two games against the Indianapolis Colts. It's been a very sneaky division in the last couple of weeks here. Because now, all of a sudden, there's multiple playoff teams. Who would have thought? The AFC South potentially harboring more than one playoff contender with Indianapolis, Houston, and then Jacksonville, who played probably their best game of the season last week against the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Texans now staying alive in the playoff hunt, 23-19. Next time we'll see them, they take on the Chiefs. So the Chiefs not only have the Colts today coming off a bye at Arrowhead, then they got the Texans, who are red hot, perhaps the best defense in the NFL, in Arrowhead a week from today as well. Two weeks from today, because it's after the Thanksgiving week. The Thanksgiving slate has a couple things that I'm looking for. Not only is the Dallas Cowboys in a playoff implicating spot because they have to win today, and because the Dallas Cowboys need to win today, they're 4-5-1. If they're 5-5-1 going into that Thanksgiving slate, I'm in a happy mood. I'm in a good spot because I want to enjoy my Thanksgiving dinner. I want to have my stuffing. I want to have my appetizers, and then I want to enjoy some football. And I want to make sure the football is actually playoff implicating because I am not sure if it is right here, right now. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I need the Dallas Cowboys to win today against the Eagles. It's a tall task, but it's a team they could totally beat because they lost that first game of the season, yet despite playing well. So I need the Dallas Cowboys to play well today. I need the Kansas City Chiefs to also win today because if Kansas City wins and Dallas wins, that middle game, that Dallas Cowboy game on the Thursday slate of football on Thanksgiving, it's going to be a big playoff implicating game. All of a sudden, Dallas wins the next two games. They could totally be knocking on the door of the postseason. Whereas on the other side of things, if Kansas City wins both, we're looking at them for the postseason as well. So I'm hoping that both those teams win today. I am hoping that We will see some playoff implicating matchups on that Thursday, because you know that Packer-Lion game is going to be good, and it looks like you're going to be seeing Joe Burrow returning from his toe injury against that Raven team at night on that Thanksgiving slate. So Burrow's not going to play today against the Patriots. Chances are they're going to lose. So that makes a 3-8 Bengal team. Their goal of the season is just going to be, we're looking at it being a spoiler. That's what the Bengal season goal now is going to be. Because without Burrow today, I don't see them beating the Patriots, despite I think the Patriots being due for a loss. I'd have a hard time seeing them lose today, especially against a Joe Burrow-less Bengals, who have seemingly run its course in terms of a little bit of magic. Some other games to keep an eye on today, because outside of those playoff-implicating matchups with the postseason, we got to see what's going on with the Steelers, because the Steelers are going to Chicago today, and Aaron Rodgers has been labeled as questionable. Nobody knows what the hell is going on with Rodgers, despite him having a fracture in his wrist last week. And going to Chicago, who have basically squeaked out every single game this season, they're a good one-possession game team. That's going to be a game where, hold on, the winner of that game, if the Bears win this game, despite them playing the Eagles on Black Friday, if the Bears are able to beat them and go 8-3, I know they got a tough schedule. Is that team not making the postseason? I have a hard time selling that, because the Bears, 8-3, and they're not going to lose every game the rest of the year. And I know they got they still got to deal with the Packers twice. They still got hard games on the schedule. I get that. But if you continue to win these games, I would say that the Bears, all of a sudden, it doesn't look into being a contender in your division. It's looking at the postseason. So there's a lot of postseason spots, not a lot of postseason spots to go around in the NFC, and a lot of postseason teams knocking. The AFC is where you have a lot of bad teams. Las Vegas, the Titans stink, the Jets stink. The Dolphins have been a little erratic despite them having a good last 2 weeks. So that's what I'm looking at there. And then as for the couple other teams that are responding after losses, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got another tough schedule. They've had a tough go at it the last couple of weeks here, because they got to deal with the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams, 8:20 p.m. on NBC and Peacock. And they had a good game last week against the Bills, but can they respond and kind of respond after a bad loss in Buffalo last week? Because they need to stay alive in that postseason contention, because who's on their tail? Carolina. I got that over in Carolina, and I couldn't be happier about it. So we're going to keep an eye on that. We'll take a timeout. We'll loop in Damian Perez into the conversation. We still got to make some picks for today. Further break down the biggest headlines, what we're rooting for on this slate of NFL football. Damian Perez, Colin Russo, Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet. We'll take a timeout here on ESPN 106.3.
Jailbreak Ralph Chowder.
This is Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Listen, if you've been in a car accident, truck accident, suffered a slip and fall, my friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are the type that fight for you. They don't charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. Listen up. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand the best. Demand Anajar and Levine, because all it takes is that one phone call. Take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call for the free consultation today. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back control now with Anajar and Levine. Damian Perez, how you doing today, my friend? Behind the glass over here at the City Place Studios. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. And a couple good games today. Are you at Thanksgiving? Whenever Thanksgiving's going on, are you glued under the TV watching games?
Yeah. So I love Thanksgiving, and I love football on Thanksgiving.
Right. So I'm rooting for the three games on Thanksgiving. I know we're a little early, but we're not going to do a Sunday huddle between now and then. Thursday's games are Packers at Lions, Chiefs at Cowboys, and Bengals at Ravens. That is the nightcap. The biggest games on Thanksgiving, in my opinion, are the first game and the second game.
Yeah.
Third game is nap time. Third game is when everybody's food comaed. So, and that game is not, that. As long as the Ravens win, it's not terribly implicating. It's going to be a game you'll watch anyway, because the Bengals are just simply going to be here to play spoiler.
Right.
But in terms of a big-time playoff-implicating matchup, that Chief-Cowboy game in Dallas, that second game, and the Packers-Lions. Packers-Lions are going to be good regardless of what happens this week. Chiefs-Cowboys, Chiefs are 5-5, 1-4 on the road, but the Cowboys are 4-5-1. So because of that, the Cowboys losing that game, 4-6-1 doesn't do a lot for you because the Cowboys don't necessarily have a lot of postseason opportunity because they got a tough schedule looking ahead. The Cowboys need to beat, in my opinion, and I think they'll play well today because of this. The Cowboys need to play well and beat the Eagles today, 425 on Fox.
Must win, absolutely.
And this is a team that played well against the Eagles that first game of the week, first game of the year. I actually think the Cowboys are going to play well today. I do. That good offense, I know they're on a short week. They have a strange schedule because they play Monday Night Football, Sunday, Thursday, and then Thursday again next week where they take on the Lions on Thursday Night Football. I want a good game. I'm not here rooting for the Cowboys, but I just want to see implicating playoff football in a big spot. That is all I care about. And Damian, do you even see the Cowboys as a playoff contending team, or is this fool's gold?
Honestly, I mean, the way the Cowboys play, you can say they're a playoff team, and also their division allows them to be a playoff team because that is not the best division they're in.
No, it's not.
They still have a chance despite their 4-5 record. I think they have one of the best offenses. They obviously need to fix their defense, which they've worked on in this past trade deadline. But I think the Cowboys, if they do make the playoffs, they can make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lead the NFC in points. So right then and there, you know that the offense is probably good enough to compete at a playoff level. The problem is they lead the NFC in points allowed. So they give up the most points, but yet they score the most points. It's a little case of the Bengals from years past. But I just want them, I don't want them to be in the postseason. I just want an implicating game on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys get shoved down our throats as NFL fans every single week around this time because they have every single Sunday night game. They have every single 425. They have every single Monday night game. They have every single big time Thursday night matchup. So because of that, as a football fan, all I do is hope that this team can play in a big-time matchup on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and this week is big for that. If the Cowboys lose to the Eagles and the Chiefs do lose to the Colts, next week is probably, they're both basically eliminated.
Yeah,
next week.
This week for me, the big storylines are, can we root for the right things to happen to make games down the line better? And that means the Chiefs needing to win against the Colts. Now, the Colts coming off a bye. Last time we saw the Colts, they were in Europe playing against the Falcons, where they escaped that game 31-25 in overtime. And now, a team that has sort of not been figured out, but the offense has not been nearly as prolific as they were in the first 6 weeks of the year. Now the Colts have to go to Arrowhead, where the Chiefs are 4-1.
Coming off a loss, too.
Yep, and Chiefs are coming off the loss, and this is as must-win of a game as there is. I thought the Bronco game last week was a must-win for the Chiefs. Now, it is truly do or die time. You can't just keep digging yourself this hole because the Chiefs have no tiebreakers. They haven't beaten Jacksonville. They still have to play the Texans, but you know they haven't beaten the Bills. They lost those crucial games where if you're going to have the same record as them, you're going to need to have the tiebreaker. And now, all of a sudden, they lost to the Chargers, the one game they've played to them to this point. I sit here and say, like, the Chiefs, they're in a tough spot. Because they haven't beaten any of these teams that they need to beat. I know they still play the Texans in a couple weeks at Arrowhead, but they're looking at Jacksonville. And I know I'm a Jacksonville fan, so I mean Jacksonville could totally, you know, shoot themselves in the foot and fall out of this. But they don't have any. The sixth seed and the seventh seed are the Bills and the Jaguars right now, and the Chiefs don't have a tiebreaker over either of them, and they haven't beaten the Chargers, who are the fifth team. So they need this game because the further you fall behind, the tougher it is going to be to claw back, especially when you don't have the tiebreakers. So if there is a must-win game, quote-unquote, I know it's get thrown around a little too much. I even threw it around loosely last week. This week against the Colts is a must-win game for the Kansas City Chiefs. They need to win this game. Not only for my enjoyment, because I want Chiefs-Cowboys to mean something 4 o'clock on Thursday, but for the sake of their season. I mean, we're talking about a Patrick Mahomes who has been in the AFC title game as a floor his entire career. As a floor was the AFC championship game. It's always there. Super Bowl, AFC championship game, that's been the Chiefs. And now they're going to miss the postseason? It's pretty dramatic of a fall off. And I think the Chiefs are done. I agree. I think they're done. But I definitely think that they're going to get eliminated, if anything, by a tiebreaker. They're going to be there with, I think the number is probably 10. That's 5-2 for the Chiefs. I think they're going to do that. I do. I think they'll be there. I think they'll get eliminated off of tiebreakers.
The Chiefs also, if you look ahead at their schedule, they have a pretty complicated schedule.
They do.
I mean, they play the Colts this week, the Cowboys next week. Then they play the Texans, the Chargers, Titans. That's an easy game. But then they got the Broncos. So it's a very challenging schedule in this latter end of the season for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And those next four or five games are all teams that are in the same spot.
Right.
You know, the Texans need the game. Chargers will need the game. The Colts, they don't need the game. But, I mean, the Colts, think about this for a second. The Colts have the Texans next week. So, and that's going to be the Texans off a long break. I know it's at home, but if the Colts lose this week, and all of a sudden they're at 8-3, Texans are at 6-5, and then they play head-to-head next week and then perhaps lose to the Texans, all of a sudden that divisional lead, which everybody thought that Indianapolis had locked up through the first 7-8 weeks of the year, doesn't look as formidable anymore. Because the Colts, you want to talk about a hard schedule, look no further than the Colts, Damian. The Colts are 8-2 right now. They finish off the year with at Chiefs, Texans at home, at Jags, at Seahawks, Niners at home, Jags at home, and then at the Texans. That is 7 straight playoff hunting teams.
Yep, against teams, like you said, that they got their backs against the wall.
And 4 of them are on the road. So, if Indiana I'm, Jones, this is it.
If Go I'm on. The Colts, though, at this point of the season where I'm at 8-2, you really need that bye. I mean, you're really going for that bye at this point. You're 8-2. You know, there's people that question your team. People say that you go as far as Jonathan Taylor takes you. So you really, really want that bye at this point.
Yeah, you want that bye, but let's think about this for a second, Damian. The Colts are the 3rd seed in the AFC. I just told you their schedule. Let's look at the Patriots, who already have another game lead because they've played an extra game. But the Patriots, who have beaten the Jets, now coming off a long week at their rest of the season, they're 9-2, excuse me, 9-2. So they're a full game ahead at the Bengals without Joe Burrow, Giants at home, Bills at home, at Ravens, at Jets, Dolphins. There's 4 wins there. Easy. Right? So that number's 13.
And even that Bills game in New England, I mean, the Bills, they look vulnerable.
True.
And they haven't done well when they had to travel.
True.
They lost in Miami, and now they got to go to New England.
That's a good point. And they lost in Houston. But the one thing I'll say is they've already beaten the Bills. I have a hard time seeing them sweep them, but it's going to be hard to beat that team twice. Especially with Allen, probably the most important player in the National Football League in any position. But you're right. You're right. So because of that, I just think I'm not counting them out. But just off of schedule, it's going to be too hard for the Colts to not only claw ahead and win an extra game, but with their schedule comparatively to the Patriots, if I had to put a bet today, Patriots are looking at that bye.
Right.
And you don't want to bring up the Broncos, fine, but the Broncos got a tougher schedule too because they still have to deal with the Chiefs, Chargers, Jags, and Packers.
That's a gauntlet.
That's a gauntlet too. And they
haven't been playing the best football either, the Broncos.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was anti-Broncos a week ago. I have the Rover, by the way. So I'm a Bronco guy. I need them to get one more win and I win my over. But they have escaped every single game basically this entire year.
They remind me of the Chiefs last year in a way.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They're on an 8-game win streak. 6 of them are 1-score. 6 of them are 4th-quarter comebacks. And the other 2 were when they destroyed the Bengals, and that was a Jake Browning Bengal team, and when they destroyed the Cowboys at home. Outside of that, Texans, they escaped the game after being down. Raiders, it was a gauntlet throughout the end of the game, the ugliest game in Thursday Night Football history. The Chiefs, last week, they held them at bay 1-score game. The Giants, they scored 33 points in the 4th quarter to steal that game. The Jets had them leading in London on a Sunday morning. It was terrible. And the Eagles, they were down 17-0 in the 4th quarter.
Wow.
I mean, it's been a bizarre year for them. And they're on bye right now, but they got Sunday Night Football next week against the Commanders. So they're just looking to revamp. But you're going to have to start respecting them, I feel like, because the teams that win the 1-score games versus the teams that lose 1-score games, that's the difference between playoff teams and non-playoff
teams. Those are well-coached teams with great defenses.
That's it. That's it. So it's how you handle yourself in a one-possession game will quite literally determine whether you're a big-time team or not. But if I had to look, it's too early. We still got 7 games to play. But if you're looking at the teams that have eyes on playoff spots versus the bye, Patriots, Broncos, and maybe a little Colts. But I would say the Patriots are by far in the best position to get that bye. Their strength of schedule is 36%. Right? So that means the team has 0.36 win percentage. Most of the teams they play are under 500. They have the bye. I think it's the easiest in the AFC by a wide margin. Yeah. By a wide margin.
And they're also looking great. While that is also the case, that they do have the easiest schedule.
They have that worst to first schedule.
They look really, really good.
They look really good. There's no doubt. So if you're looking at who this week can put themselves in a good spot to get that bye, Broncos are not playing this week, so the Patriots can get the extra game on them soon. But on the other side of things, if the Colts were to lose at Kansas City coming off a bye, I would say that if the Colts lose today against the Chiefs, they're no longer thinking about the first round bye. They're thinking about winning their division. They're probably going to make the postseason. I would agree with that. But winning their division and getting a home playoff game is going to be the next thing on their docket.
If they lose, that would put the Jaguars one game back, correct?
Well, it would put if the Jaguars win today, yes. So the Jacksonville has to win today, and then they'll be one game back. And Jacksonville has the Cardinals on the road, so a winnable game. Jacksonville still has to play the Colts twice, and Houston still has to play the Colts
twice. It's really going to come down to that.
That's four divisional games the Colts have. And then they have the Chiefs. I mean, they have a brutal, brutal schedule.
What a game this is, though, the Colts versus the Chiefs. I mean, you got the Colts coming off a bye,
I think that's the biggest game of the week.
And then you got the Chiefs at home, coming off a loss, facing elimination, which is something we haven't said since basically Patrick Mahomes took over.
Yeah, 100%. And the Colts now coming off a bye, so Kansas City's favored by 3.5. So the...
That's about right.
The books think that Kansas City is going to win. I would agree. This is a must-win game for Kansas City and a Colts team who the last couple of weeks haven't looked as good as they could have. They were terrible against the Steelers. In that Falcon game, Falcons had them. You know, Falcons had dead to rights. You know, before that, they were scoring 40 points every week. But the last 2 weeks haven't been great. So we'll see if Shane Steichen can kind of reset that football team, because Daniel Jones, I'm a Daniel Jones guy. But if he starts to get figured out and you get in his head a little bit, you start getting to him, that's where he starts to struggle. You saw that with New York. So in terms of playoff bye scenarios, without Joe Burrow playing today in Cincinnati, if the Patriots are able to walk out of here today with a victory, they're 5-0 on the road, by the way. If they're able to walk out of here with a victory, I mean, their eyes are set on 13-14 wins in that first round bye
that's
in the postseason.
Unbelievable
and the
Patriots.
And the playoffs running through Foxborough.
That's unbelievable, and that's a testament to Vrabel. I mean, the way Vrabel has handled this team, when they drafted rookie Trayvon Henderson, everybody was asking for him to start from week one. He was patient with that process, and look at him now. He's an absolutely one of the best backs, and I think the New England Patriots can only get better from here till the end of the season.
Right. After a bad loss last week for the Lions against the Eagles, they're 6-4, 3-1 at home. They got the Giants today. Are you worried about the Lions in any stretch, Damien? Because they get the Packers on Thursday Night Football. They're not in first place in their division. The good news is, if you're the Lions, you still got to play the Bears. You still got to play the Packers. You still got to play the Vikings. You have multiple divisional games still on the schedule. But, you know, it's not an easy schedule for them, so to speak. They still have to deal with the Rams. They still have to deal with the Steelers. Are you worried about Detroit in any way?
I'm not. I think Detroit is a team that can handle their own destiny. You know, they're good enough to do that. They got great players. Any given game, they can actually blow up. And I think the Packers, if you look at their season, where they are, where they're at right now, they're a bit vulnerable. They're a bit banged up. You know, one of their best offensive players, Josh Jacobs, in doubt for today. At receivers, you got so many injuries. I know you just got Watson back.
Jaden Reed is coming back, but yes.
Romeo Doubs has been banged up. So I think the Packers are a bit vulnerable, and I think the Lions are better than what people think they are.
Yeah, I agree. If I had to put the tough divisions right now to put a, you know, get a pulse on, the NFC West, the NFC North, now, in my opinion, the AFC South, because that's tricky. And, you know, the AFC North is a two-team race, and then the AFC West. You know, the teams that you already have a sense of what everything's going to, how everything's going to play itself out is, in my opinion, the AFC East. I have a hard time seeing the Patriots lose that with a full two-game lead on Buffalo. And then outside of that, you're looking at the NFC East, which the Eagles have a four-game lead. I know they still have to play the Dallas head-to-head today, but they got a four-game lead. That team's winning the division. There is nobody that's going to challenge them. And I know the NFC South is...
NFC North is
open.
Is absolutely... It's
yeah, I mean, the Bears... If I told you that, you know, week 12, the Bears would be first place in their division, would you call me crazy? You absolutely would. Because, I mean, based on what we've seen from the Bears, they've played well in one-score games, but it's
also not what we've seen from the Bears. They're in a division with Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, and the Minnesota Vikings.
All teams that were playoff teams last year. All teams that were good. Packers won 11 games last year. The Vikings won 14 games last year. The Lions won 15 games. Now the Bears all of a sudden under the fold. I know the Vikings are not very good, but that's also not a walkover team. That team beat Detroit 2 weeks ago. But the Bears the rest of the year, they're 7-3. They got the Steelers today. They're fortunate today because if I had to make a guess, you're probably not going to see Rodgers. But I'll keep an eye on that. I'm going to check the reports after this. They got the Steelers today, even with Rodgers. It's a banged up Rodgers. At the Eagles, at the Packers, Browns at home, Packers again, at Niners, Lions. That's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal schedule. And the Niners are just getting a little healthier. That's always going to be a dangerous game. And they have the Eagles on Black Friday. So they have a short week too. Playing 3:00 in Philadelphia. That's in 5 days. So if you're the Bears, I don't know what the number is you're looking for, but if they're able to win today and get to 8-3, and that would mean with 6 games to go, if the 8-3, the number bare minimum is 10, but you're looking at 11. You're looking at 3-3. You're looking to split against the Packers.
That division, yes.
You're looking to split against the Packers. You're looking to beat the Browns, and you're looking to split against the Niners and the Lions. That's what you're looking for.
I mean, the Vikings had, what, like 2 losses last year, and they were a wild card team?
Well, they were 3 losses, and they lost that last game of the year against Detroit, which was for that number one overall seed, and that's when Darnold played terribly. And Detroit was able to steal that number one overall seed.
But goes to show, I mean, how tough of a division that is. 3 losses, and you're a wild card team.
Yeah, 100%. So that was it. I think that was for the division. It was not for the number one overall seed. But nonetheless, if you're the Bears, if they're able to win today and beat the Steelers at home, your goal is to go 3-3 the rest of the year, but 2-4 at a minimum. You have to go 2-4.
This is a big game for the Bears today.
Big game for the Bears. So Bears-Steelers, 1:00 on CBS, will be a game I got my eye on because a lot of big storylines to follow through. And see if Caleb Williams can, you know, he's making plays at just the bare minimum. But the defense is playing well. They have playmakers. They could run the ball well.
And he's not making mistakes.
He's not making mistakes.
That's the big difference from last year to this year. He's just not making mistakes.
And he's not taking sacks.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Not taking sacks, not making mistakes. That's probably what Ben Johnson told him. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll get you developed, but this team is capable of winning. And
it's
the
all
way
golf
this
had to
team,
do.
This is all you have to. You need to be an operator. You don't need to be a superstar. You need to be an operator. And I think that's a turning. Yeah, Goff's a good example. Here's what Jared Goff does. Jared Goff does exactly what he needs to do to win. Now, Jared Goff is a better player than Williams is right now, and Goff struggles in a big game. Williams offers you a little bit in terms of improvisation.
More upside, yeah.
But the way I look at it is turning a quarterback into an operator has done the Bears a whole lot of good because this is why they're able to win these tight, contested games. Because it's wait for your enemy to make a mistake. It's not necessarily we're not going to make it ourselves. I give the Bears a lot of credit. They've completely identity shifted in the last year. The Bears don't win games like that like they did last week against the Vikings. They don't win games like that. They never escape a tight game. You know, they had that giant game where they came back in the fourth quarter. They never have games like that. It's the Bears we're talking
they
about.
Were on the other side of those games last year.
I mean, 100%.
Remember the Washington Hail Mary?
And they won that Washington game this year.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye out on what's going to happen there. Nonetheless, speaking of college football, which happened yesterday, a bad slate of games. Bad, bad slate of college football yesterday. But all this stuff, now you're seeing who's going to be bowl eligible and who's not because of that. The Boca Raton Bowl is coming December 23rd. It's no longer called the Boca Raton Bowl. It has a new name and a delicious twist. Bush's Baked Beans is the new title sponsor for the annual Boca Bowl. You can get ready for the 2025. Here we go. Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans. It's going to be Tuesday, December 23rd, 2 p.m. At Florida Atlantic University's Flagler Credit Union Stadium. It's going to be live on ESPN and on ESPN 106.3. Tickets go on sale December 7th with pre-sale info available at BocaRatonBowl.com. Fans can follow along for updates and bean-tastic surprises coming up on game day. The Boca Raton Bowl enters its 12th year showcasing some of the top college football action now for a whole lot of beans. For more, visit BocaRatonBowl.com or BushesBeans.com. Damian and I are going to make some picks against the spread on the other side of things. We'll also get into the look ahead and see what the biggest matchups are and what our predictions are for Week 12 of NFL football. Stay tuned for it. It's Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3.
Near left, H2 chip, double drag, goes, halfback balloon, dummy spot call, hard three.
This is Sunday Huddle with Colin Russo, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo and Damian Prez behind the glass. We're at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. It's week 12 of the NFL. A lot of playoff implicating matchups. A lot of big things to look forward to if you want to watch good football on Thanksgiving. How do we get into this? All right, let's do our quick look ahead presented by Jay Zolo and Associates.
Time now for a quick look presented by the QuickBooks Pro Experts at Jay Zolo and Associates. Since 1997, Jay Zolo & Associates has been helping Palm Beach County businesses with their accounting and bookkeeping needs. From expert QuickBooks services to getting your business finances in order, their team has the knowledge and experience to help.
Quick look ahead, presented by Jay Zolo & Associates, that leading certified QuickBooks Pro advisor firm. All right, here's what you need to know. NFL Week 12, a lot of big games on the docket. Here's what we got. The New England Patriots are flying high, quite literally. 9-2, 5-0 on the road. They go to Cincinnati today. We thought Joe Burrow might have played after a couple full practice participations over the week, but they're going to defer that probably till Thanksgiving when they play the Ravens. Patriots, they have their eyes set not only on the division with the Bills losing on Thursday Night Football, they have their eyes set on the number one overall seed in the AFC and that first round bye. We'll see if the Patriots can keep it up and beat the teams they need to beat as they got a 1 p.m. kickoff on CBS in Cincinnati. The Chicago Bears have surprised everybody, sitting at 7-3, 3-1 at home. They got the Aaron Rodgers-led Pittsburgh Steelers coming into town. Aaron Rodgers suffered a minor fracture in his left wrist last week. He's been questionable all throughout the week. I imagine he's going to play. This is probably Aaron Rodgers' last season playing football, so I assume he wants to be out there on the field as best he can. As long as he can deal with the discomfort, you're going to see him. Can the Bears keep them at bay, keep Pittsburgh at bay? Pittsburgh trying to keep afloat because they got two against the Ravens coming up. And the Ravens are flying high with Lamar Jackson finally healthy. They're starting to win some games here. After starting the season 1-5, they're now 5-5, and they got the Jets today. That the Ravens have an easy schedule the rest of the way, a winnable schedule. So the Steelers are thinking, well, boy, we got to keep this team at bay. Big game in Chicago. That is, again, 1 p.m. on CBS. Colts and Chiefs, perhaps in the biggest game of the day, a 1 p.m. kick in Kansas City. Chiefs are at 5-5. They're officially out of the AFC playoff picture. They're behind Jacksonville. They're behind Buffalo. They're behind Los Angeles, as in the Chargers. They need to start winning some games, and they need to win the game starting today against the 8-2 Colts. 8-2 Colts, last time we saw them was 2 weeks ago in England as they beat the Falcons in overtime 31-25. They're off to hit their bye. Now they're looking to finish the season strong. They got 7 straight games against playoff-hunting teams. They got an impossible schedule the rest of the way. They're going to need to win some games, not only keep the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars at bay in their division, but this is a big game for them as well because the Texans are hot on their trail. You get Texans-Colts next week, and you get the Colts on the road taking on the Chiefs. 1 o'clock, CBS. Can Kansas City stay alive? We're rooting for that because we want Chiefs-Cowboys to be a good game on Thanksgiving. Speaking of the Cowboys, they're at home against the Eagles. The Eagles have beaten just about everybody good in the NFL. They won at Lambeau. They beat the Lions. They beat Tampa Bay. They beat the Rams. They have beaten everybody. And because of that, I think that they're probably the NFC favorite, but they've already played the Cowboys. They played that first game of the year where the Cowboys actually surprised people and played well in the game. I think the Cowboys are going to play well again despite them on a short week. They played on Monday Night Football last week against the Raiders. They need this game. 4-5-1. That tie is going to be a blemish on their record. Philadelphia is favored by 3 in the game, but I think the Cowboys' offense is going to play well. Not only am I rooting for this for the sake of the Cowboys keeping on some momentum, but I think the Cowboys need this game for Thursday's football, again, to be good. I want Cowboys-Chiefs to be a big-time game, and it starts with them beating the Eagles today, because if they lose this game, we're probably on the outside looking in. The Cowboys, despite them being in every big-time, primetime game the rest of the way, I'd like that to be playoff implicating if I could choose. I am not a Cowboys fan. Buccaneers-Rams close things out tonight on our Sunday Night Football. The Buccaneers, who, mind you, have lost three of their last four games, and they lost last week to the Bills. They're to the Rams today. They're playing in the SoFi Center. The Rams, who took down Seattle last week, probably look like one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL to this point, them in Philadelphia. And Matthew Stafford putting on an MVP caliber season, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Baker Mayfield doing the same on his front. Can Buccaneers get back into the win column? They need to have a big game win eventually. Getting a little healthier at receiver. Chris Godwin questionable to play today after not playing since October 5th. That was your quick look ahead presented by Jay Zolo and Associates, the leading QuickBooks pro advisor firm. Colin Russo, Damian Perez. We're at the City Play Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. All right, Damian, so how this works, when we're usually with Cade Chumsen, we're going to make 4 picks against the spread. We'll blitz the book in a second. How this works is we'll make 3 picks, all against the spread, and one of them is worth 1 point. The second one is worth 2 points. The third one is worth 3 points. And the fourth one is a player prop with plus money. We're going to draft it snake style. You're the guest. You're going to draft first. Let's blitz the book, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet presented by Hard... Wow. Blitz the Book presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. It's a Sunday. Come on, give me a break. But here's how this is going to work. We're going to get on the Hard Rock Bet app and check out our favorite lines for Week 12 of the NFL season. Because if you go into the Hard Rock Bet now, it's a new better. You put $5 into the app. You bet it. You win it. You get $150 in bonus bets immediately. Just added to your account that you can play with on any game, any league, anytime. Futures, player props, you name it. They have it. The best part about the Hard Rock Bet app is the Discover page. You can see what other users are putting together, big-time gamblers, what the plus money odds are, intricate parlays. You can tap and tag along in just a few taps. It is that easy. Check out profit bests, profit boosts, and actual deals that they have throughout the season. If you refer a friend, you get a $50 bonus too. Deposit it into your account. I just gave you 2 routes to getting $200 to have some fun with on the Hard Rock Bet app. Go get started today and put together a parlay, string some bets together, little as $1, put up to 20 legs, increase your odds. It's fun. It's Hard Rock Bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present. Info to the wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. All right, Damian, let's make some picks. You're going to make our first pick worth 1 point, and I will make the second pick worth 1 point. Then we'll get into 2 points, 3 points, and so on and so forth.
Perfect. Before I give you that pick, some quick news. Aaron Rodgers officially out.
He's out. Wow. They announced it. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers is not going to be playing.
Nope. And with that being said, my first pick will be the Kansas City Chiefs, -3.5.
You're taking Kansas City -3.5. You're getting that off the board. I would have taken that as well. I'm taking Chicago -2.5.
That was my second pick.
Yeah, I'm taking Chicago -2.5. We just heard it. I'm taking it before the line shifts. -2.5, their favorite at home against Pittsburgh without Aaron Rodgers. I know Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the best quarterback in the league throughout the season. He looks old, but I don't think Pittsburgh's going to win this game now. I think this is a winnable game for Chicago, and I think they'll continue to win tight and win close. Give me Chicago -2.5 as my 1-pointer. What's your 2-pointer?
That's a great pick. My second pick will be Seattle -13 coming off a bad loss. Now, I know they play in Tennessee. I still think they get back on track and cover that -13 line.
I agree with that. This is that's an easy one, too. If there's an opportunity for them to just lay 40 on a team and get back going offensively, that's the game. I'm going to take Dallas +3 against Philadelphia today at home as my 2-pointer. I talked about it before. This is a emotional bet, and I usually am anti-emotional bets, but I want to be sitting 4 o'clock on Thursday, family, friends, having a good time on Thanksgiving, getting ready to eat some food, and I want Chiefs Cowboys to be going drive by drive in a big spot. That's what I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. So because of that, I need Dallas to play well today. So therefore, I'm taking Dallas +3.
Love
Damian, what's your 3-pointer?
I love that pick. My third pick, my 3-pointer pick, will be your Jacksonville Jaguars -2.5 in Arizona. They're trying to stay in the race for that AFC South, and they have to take care of Arizona to do that. So give me the Jacksonville Jaguars today.
Yeah, these are my guys. I don't like betting against them, but I'm going to take San Francisco -7 against Carolina. And that's on Monday Night Football. Listen, I'm a Carolina guy. I have their over on the year. And boy, is that team a ride. because every single week we're looking at some godforsaken game where they just, you know, go
drive by drive. They win the ones they're not supposed to, it's and they the lose ugliest, the ones that
ugliest team. But yep. they, hey, they're 6-5 actually in the playoff hunt a little bit. They had their good game last week against the Falcons. They had their bad game the week before against the Saints, lost 17-7. The week before that, they beat the Packers 16-13 at Lambeau. And the week before that, they got absolutely throttled by the Bills 40-9. This is a team that is one in 1 week, out the next week. It's a fun team to watch. This is going to be their bad week. They are going to get destroyed by San Francisco. I am taking San Francisco -7 as my three-pointer. All right, Damien, a player prop that has to be plus odds. What do you have your eye on that you like today?
T. Higgins anytime touchdown +105. I'm surprised that is plus money with Ja'Marr Chase out today, suspended in today's game. I think the game script will keep the Bengals throwing the ball, which is what Joe Flacco loves to do. So give me T. Higgins anytime touchdown +105.
Wow. Okay. How about this? Anytime touchdown score in the Kansas City game, Travis Kelce's +115. Just to score a touchdown. I think Kansas City's going to play well, and I think he's going to be involved. Travis Kelce to score a touchdown at any point today is +115. That is going to be my big bet there. How about that? All right. So, Damien, you get some good picks. You know the biggest one I like, and I didn't tell you about this yet. I'm still alive in my survivor pool. I am one of seven people remaining. There is $4,000 in the line.
Wow.
I am taking Seattle this week. I had an opportunity between them and maybe the Packers against the Vikings. I'm not touching the Packers. The problem is, the only reason I was considering the Packers is this is the last game of the entire season, most likely, that you could take Green Bay. Because Green Bay has got an impossible schedule the rest of the way. And I still have them available. It's still a playoff team. But they get the Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears, Ravens, Vikings. I'm not touching them during that, right?
Yeah, that's a tough stretch.
So I'm not touching that. I think the Seattle is just the survive in advance. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and they have one of the best defense. I mean, I think Tennessee's really going to struggle. They've struggled all season, and now they get one of the best defenses in the league, a defense that loves to score points. So I love that pick.
Bad mojo. I'm not trying to put anything out there. But if I'm able to get at it today, and I assume a lot of other people will too, because some people have Seattle available, some people have other teams. Next week, Jacksonville plays at Tennessee. That'd be probably the game I took because I still have Jacksonville available.
Right.
I don't like doing that because that leave it to Jacksonville to blow the whole thing up. But that would be the one I probably take next week. And then the week after that, I could take San Francisco playing at the Browns. But the reason I wanted to hold San Francisco is if I take the Jacksonville next week, Tampa Bay the week after that, who I haven't taken yet, have the Saints at home.
That's a similar tactic to what I do in fantasy. And I look ahead to next week, and I see who's playing Tennessee Titans, and that's who I pick up.
Right. You see who's going to play Tennessee and who's going to play New Orleans. And Tampa
Although,
Bay.
Although, New Orleans? Is, I mean, well, they're, I know, they're kind of gritty. And they, I think they're favorites today to win.
Yeah, they hurt a lot of people in that Carolina game last week, or 2 weeks ago. But if you ask me, I mean, Carolina had their bad game. Tampa Bay takes on New Orleans in 3 weeks. So that'd be the game I would take there. And then week 15, I believe it's San Francisco that has to deal with Tennessee. And so because of that, I would be all over San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and San Francisco's at home in that game.
That's what, week 15, week 16?
Yeah, that is week 15. All I'm saying, I don't want to, this is bad mojo. Knock on wood, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I am not.
You got your path.
I'm not saying anything, but I got a path. I'm not saying anything, but I got a path. It's possible. $3,500, Damien.
Yeah.
And I'm going through the other picks. It's too many people to see because you can see their picks throughout the week. You can't see what they picked this week. But I don't know. I've never lasted past week two.
It's tough because you want to look at what other people are doing, where they're at, but it's something
you can't think about the spoilers. You just got to survive. Just got to survive in advance.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
I don't know.
It's like a Hunger Games almost.
It is. So I'm very nervous to see. I don't think I'm going to sweat out today's game. Because, I mean, if I lose to Seattle against Tennessee today, then all right. I mean, I deserve to lose, right? Like, I can't sweat that I can't sweat that too much.
And I think the line being -13 is huge because if it was like -14.5, now that's a 2-touchdown difference.
True. And there's a lot of backdoor cover opportunities if they just want to, you know, score their 28 points and then give up 14 and get out of there. I agree with you on that front. And but I've been sweating out these games week in and week out. My gosh, this has been a disaster. But it's fun. It's fun. So that's what I'm rooting for now because I'm running out of teams here, and I need Seattle. My dad was trying to convince me to take the Packers. I'm like, no.
No.
You're trying to get me to lose.
This is not the best spot to pick.
And you were eliminated by the Packers in the Survivor pool 2 months ago.
I don't know. I think the Packers are a bit overrated. I don't know. I have their over.
How about my overs? I have the Denver Broncos over,
which hit.
We need one more game. I have the Carolina Panthers over. I need one more game. I have the Green Bay Packers. I need them to win 11 games. That's tough. I need them to go 5-2. That's not going to be easy. I don't know if I'll get that one. And I have the Dolphins under. And the Dolphins will lose 3 more games.
Which
is possible, but they have an easy schedule.
And they've been playing tough for no reason. I mean,
no reason. Classic Mike McDaniel. That's Damian Prez. Appreciate him keeping us up over the glass today. If you miss any of the program, go listen to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just go to Russo and Rizzo, or just go to Sunday Huddle. Better yet, go download that Hard Rock Bet app and have some fun with some good NFL football today. Stay tuned for our local programming tomorrow, 2 to 4, theoretically speaking, and 4 to 6, myself and Mike Rizzo on Russo and Rizzo. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay focused. Sunday Huddle presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3.